It's level up day. Just made level 36. And looking back on the minicast, it looks like I hit level 35 on the 28th of February. So it took me about 20 days to get up those 36 games. I guess I feel pretty good about that. I don't know. I haven't looked at the percentages, but it's still cool. Happy to be doing it. And this, you know, I'm kind of right at where I am in the lifetime levels. I'm right kind of where I'm gonna be, I think, maybe, because I don't really grind that hard. I play four games at a time, and you know, I'm rising slightly, but if I'm not in the top 100 every month, basically, I'll probably never get to top 100, and that maybe that's obvious, but I don't know. Top 200, still going. Barter World Avatar, definitely changed to that. What a sweet card. Barter World. See ya. I want to say a bit more about the format changes you can expect here on Star Realms Minicast. The plan is this. All content will be published to the Anchor app first. And in fact, some of that content may be exclusive to the Anchor app. So if you want to hear every update, every insight, every loss, every win, every triumph, every failure, every question of the day, every response, then download the Anchor app and listen in there. I'll treat it sort of as a radio show there and just broadcast when the mood strikes me. Then, later dates, when I feel like maybe a question has come to its conclusion, I've got all the responses I need, or perhaps I've wrapped up a tournament or something, I'll bundle those together and publish them out as an episode on the podcast, and then you can find that on your podcatcher or iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever podcasts can be heard. That's kind of the game plan. I will still have guests on from time to time. I will publish those episodes, and we'll just keep it going that way. Just know that there may end up being some exclusive content here on Anchor, and then periodic episodes out in the podcasting world. I hope you'll download the Anchor app and still call in. The question of the day may no longer be every single day. I may make two questions, three questions a week, and then put them on Facebook so that I can wait long enough to get some responses back and then, you know, put those together into a podcast. That's the plan. See ya. I want to talk about a tournament format that I'm not sure if I've mentioned before. On the Rogue Realms Splinter Group on Facebook, there is the Rogue Realms Cup, and this is actually one of my favorite tournament formats because it is very fast, and the competition is high, and it's just really fun. So the way that this one works is Rogue Realms is sort of a smaller Facebook group, but I think almost everyone in the group competes in these things. And right now it's divided into four groups, essentially. There's Rogue 1, Rogue 2, Rogue 3, Rogue 4, and in each one, I think that there's probably 10 players or something like that. It depends, I suppose, how many people register. And the idea of this tournament, it sort of dominates your play for a few days, but when it starts, which was today, this was Rogue Realms Cup number 2, when it starts, you challenge every player in your group at once. And you play all those matches. So it's essentially a round robin, but you play all your matches simultaneously, essentially, and you have 10 days to get it done, and you report your wins and losses on a challenge page, and then top two this time of each group get to advance to a single elimination bracket with maybe a best three, you know, two of three game series in each place. I'm not sure. I did not make it last time. First match just began, played Hypaspist, who started off with a Corvette buy, which I thought was kind of strange, so I thought I had a chance. I got Dreadnought in that one, but in the end, too much scrap for them, and I didn't get to see my Star Market enough times to heal and stay alive. On my last turn, I could have scrapped Barter World, I could have scrapped Dreadnought, and I could have scrapped a Probe Bot to get them to 3 authority, but no matter what, they got me to 0 with just enough cards. Imperial Palace and Corvette drew them up and got them the extra. So congrats to Hypaspist. I will keep you all abreast of the competition here as it goes on in my group, and we'll check in on the others as well. That's it for now. More tournament news. The Colonial War Heroes tournament I created wrapped up in a really interesting gun battle. Came down to just me on my side against Wagner, Nico, and Zoe Hope on the other side. I've recounted this story once, but I'll just sort of remind you quickly. Zoe Hope took her shot at me. I was wounded, and so if she hit, she would win. She missed. I sent my challenge back towards her, my one shot at Zoe. She was wounded, it landed, and so she died, basically. She was removed. The last person on that team was Wagner Nico. He took his shot at me, and it hit. I died. That's it. The battle is over. Wagner Nico wins the day for his colony, but this is not where the tournament ends, so to speak. The battle is fought. The day is done. But who lives, who dies, who tells your story here in Colonial War Heroes? So now on Facebook in the Rogue Realms group, we are voting on who deserves medals of honor here. So I've listed all 10 players along with their stats, and players get to vote and give an additional vote in the comments, and it's been pretty interesting. My bonus vote for who stands out above the rest was for Ominous. Here are his stats. He took 3 shots. They all landed, doing 104 damage. He was targeted 3 times on the other side and dodged once. The other two, of course, finished him off. But so he died quickly, never got to shoot more. But in his time, he landed 3 shots, which is as much damage as any other player did. I, for example, survived 4 rounds and had 2 dodges along the way. Taking 4 shots, I landed 3 of them for 109 damage. Wagner Nico, you would think, the last remaining player, he went 3 for 4 on his shots, doing 114 damage, but he was never targeted at all. So he wins, but it's perhaps a slightly less heroic fight than it was for Ominous. And then we have a handful of other people that went 2 for 4, targeted 3 times with a dodge, or targeted 4 times with 2 dodges. So it's really actually the battle was very close. And I'm curious to see how this vote's going to go. I will let you know once it wraps up. Oh, wow. Yesterday, I gave props to Alex Sarkeesian on hitting 10K, 10,000 games. And today, Richard DeMille, Darklighter, hit 25,000 games at a 60% win rate. Level 93. That is crazy, and he's still going. He loves this game, so do I. Big props, Darklighter. I don't like playing you. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.